All right, here we go. Quick little snap. Ooh. All right, we're zoomed in pretty good. Microphone comes in a bit. There. All right. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mac Effect. Your host here, Mike, like always, welcoming you, thanking you guys for tuning in, for listening to this podcast, wherever you're listening from, if it's in your car, on your way to work, in the shower, in your bedroom, late at night, whatever time you choose to listen to it, it's a blessing that you are giving the opportunity to try to hear something new, try to hear something different, and hopefully you're growing from it as well. Well, guys, I definitely want to just quickly say, you know, for week 9 of the Q&As, we're going to be talking about something that I think is happening in the world right now, in the sense of I feel like an awakening is happening. And what I mean by that, I do mean a little bit spiritually, but I mean it more in the sense of like an awakening as far as starting to understand who you are and the role you're supposed to play. Now, in this awakening, we're also causing tension because we're breaking from old habits. We're breaking from old traditions. And quite frankly, no one wants to break traditions and no one wants to break what has been implemented for years. Because to be honest, some people have done it their whole lives. And for someone to tell them that was actually the wrong way, this is the better way to do it, it almost makes them feel that, you know, we got to put ourselves in their place. It makes us feel almost dumb. Like, my whole life I've been doing it this way. So sometimes they push back on it or they get very angry because they don't want to come to that realization that it was just a silly way of living or going about life. That makes sense? I'll give you guys an example. So back in the days, this lady used to make a meatloaf and I'll give you guys an example. So there's been a story that I was told a long time ago where this lady would cook a meatloaf and as she's preparing the meatloaf, she would cut a little part from the right side and a little part from the left side, and then she would put it in the oven. And then a little girl, 7 years old, 8 years old, around there, asked her mom, "Hey, mom, why do you cut the edges off of the meatloaf?" And then the mom's like, "Well, I learned it from grandma, so that's the reason why I do it." So then the little girl goes to grandma and says, "Grandma, my mom cuts the sides of the meatloaf the way you taught her. Can you share with me why you cut the sides?" And then grandma, very kind, lovingly tells her, "Oh, mija, you know, I learned that from great grandma. And she's the one that taught me, you know, we have to cut the sides of the meatloaf, you know, before we put it in the oven." So, and luckily for them, they still had their great grandma. So the little girl goes to great grandma and the little girl asked the great grandma, "You know, grandma, I noticed that grandma and my mom, they cut the sides of the meatloaf before they put it in the oven. You mind sharing with me what was the reason?" And then the grandma looks at the little girl and tells her, "Oh, baby, the reason why I used to cut the sides of the meatloaf was because I had an oven that was this small. And in order for me to make the meatloaf fit, I had to cut the edges off to put the meatloaf in." Crazy, right? So this whole time, we thought we were cutting the edges because there was a purpose, a necessity for it, when in reality, it was only because back in those days, that was the size of the oven. So it goes to show you in this story, guys, that a lot of us can be living a tradition that's exactly what it is. It's just a tradition. And why would it be a bad thing to question? Why is it a bad thing to say, "Hey, I have a question in regards to that," right? Like, for example, me, I don't want to fight with people. I don't argue or anything like that. But when the time like now comes where a lot of Catholics are doing the Quaresma, I respect them. My dad's a Catholic. I respect all religions. I just simply ask, and I know the reason, but I simply ask Catholic people, why do you guys do it? And a lot of them tell me, I don't know. It's just what I've been taught. And for me, it's like, you know, you're doing a great thing, which is awesome, right? Like, you're cutting off this, you're making a sacrifice, you know you're fasting for God, which is good. But for me, it's like, wouldn't you want to know why you're doing it? Like, wouldn't you want to be informed and not just do something and be that person with the meatloaf in the oven where you might be just doing something out of to wake up every day, or are they scared to have a conversation with dad? You know, these are questions that I'm okay asking. So, you know, am I stepping up as the husband is supposed to in a household? You know, am I meeting the standards that God has set, not the standards that the world has set? You get what I'm saying? And what I've noticed in this awakening, it's causing even like women, for example. And it's funny because my wife went on a live the other day and we were talking about, you know, how the wife is supposed to submit to a husband. And that already triggered some of you, right? Because why does a woman have to submit to a man? And let me tell you, if your approach already is like that, then something happened in your life that has caused you to not trust men, that has caused you to reject the structure in how God has made this world. And that's where the problem in lies. Don't get me wrong, I'm not just simply blaming you. I also blame men. Because if men were better at being attentive, if men were better at listening, if men were better at understanding, not just hearing words, but understanding what's coming out and being communicated and said, I think a lot of women would have no problem with submitting to men because they would see a leader that they want to follow. So that's why I say we're going through an awakening, because I genuinely believe when we get our act together, hold ourselves accountable. You know, women, don't wait for your men to become strong leaders to submit to them. Give them that respect whether they deserve it or not, because at the end of the day, you are called to die to yourself so that something else can live. Allow your man to live when you die. Men, same thing. If your wife is making you feel, or your partner is making you feel a specific way, die to yourself. Who said you were married so that they can make you lunch and make you breakfast and do all kinds of stuff? You can do it yourself. Honor your wife. Die to yourself so that your wife can live. And then hopefully when both of you start dying to yourselves, it really does something amazing to the relationship where you guys start working as a team. And it's not about I submitted, he's the leader. It's we love each other and we want both of us to prosper. Does that make sense? And what's really cool and crazy, guys, and I can honestly, sincerely share with you guys, is with Jackie, I've always felt that type of connection with her. And I'm always trying to push it to that other level, to that other level. If I notice a sense of like, hey, you're holding back on something, I'm going to call it out. And if she thinks I'm holding back on something, she calls it out. And we genuinely pray about it, think about it, and say, hey, does that have to improve? Do I have to check in? Do I have to check out? Do I need... whatever it is that we need to do, Because when, and then I kind of, when I'm trying to transition to a point where I understand how some of you might think, well, if I do that, I'm putting myself in a vulnerable place where I can be backstabbed, I can be cheated on, and I will lose everything. And I tell you this, so you're okay with just gambling or investing a little bit, but you want to try to win big. No. So my question to you is this, or not my question. So my response to you is this. In order to win big, you need to risk big. So if you put yourself in a vulnerable spot where you die to yourself so that something else can live, if that something else betrays you and all this, you have no regret. You went in with all your heart. You trusted the Lord. You trusted that person. And if they do you wrong, let them deal with it and let God deal with them. But you did it with a genuine, awesome heart. And I get it. For some, it's like, well, that sucks because it happened to me. Well, you know what? At least you know your heart isn't filled with lies, trickery, selfishness. And that will be blessed every single time. Every single time. Those people can look like they're winning at the moment. It can look like it. But you and I both know, in the long run, that attitude is still going to continue and they're going to find themselves in that place again. That's why the grass is not greener in the other side, guys. That's why when you stick through and you die to yourself and you let the other person live, that's blessed, because in the long run, God is going to see that you gave yourself up for the better of the people around you. Does that make sense? That's why I'm telling you guys, I really strongly feel like we're going through an awakening. Not all men and not all women, but I think if we continue spreading the word out, like this podcast, if you guys don't mind sharing it with other people, I think it genuinely starts raising at least the opportunity to ask questions. And when we at least start asking questions, now we're actually walking down a path that's actually mind-opening. Like, you don't realize what's going on until your mind just, wait, that's how it works? Wait, that's what it is? Wait, that's what it was? God starts doing things. So, guys, thank you so much for tuning in for week 9 of the Q&As. I hope you are waking up the same way I'm waking up, and we continue to grow. God bless you guys. Mac Effect out. Peace.